Good afternoon. The committee will come to order and Ms. Green will call the roll.
Chair Benaquisto.
Here.
Senator Richter. Senator Clemens. Senator Dietert. Senator Huckel. Senator Lee. Senator Margolis. Senator Montford. Senator Negron. Senator Simmons. Senator Smith. Quorum present.
Thank you, Ms. Green. Senator Richter is going to be recognized first to present his bill, which is tab number 4. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 418.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the courtesy, Madam Chair. Members, Senate Bill 418 provides an alternative dispute resolution process. It's become clear that what it provides for is the claimant's notice to contractors would now have to identify the location of alleged construction defects so the contractors can find them without having to hunt all over the property. The bill clarifies the Chapter 558 process and certain statutory warranties are triggered by the local government's issuance of a certificate of occupancy. That's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Richter, for your explanation. Do we have questions, members? Seeing no questions, we do have a very esteemed guest, Senator Fred Dudley, who would like to speak. Oh, he wants to wave. We'll all wave at you. Hello. Thank you for being here and being neutral. Warren Husband. Thank you, sir. And Ms. Carol Bowen. Waving in support. We're back on the bill. Do we have debate, members? Seeing no debate, Vice Chair Richter, you're recognized to close on the bill.
And thank you. I appreciate the courtesy. I waive my close.
Thank you. Having waived his close, Ms. Green will call the roll for committee substitute for Senate Bill 418.
Senator Clemens. Yes. Senator Dietert. Senator Huckel.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Yes. Senator Margolis. Yes. Senator Montford.
We thank you for being here. Is that a yes or a no on the vote? I think he'll register a vote after he's got a moment to sit down.
Senator Negron.
Yes.
Senator Simmons.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Senator Richter.
Yes.
Chair Benaquisto.
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Next, we'll go to Senate Bill 524, which is tab number 1, rental agreements by Senator Soto. We're going to have a good result, maybe, for you this afternoon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Would you like me to begin by introducing the strike call?
Yes, please. As a courtesy, Senator Clemens has introduced barcode 707930.
Thank you, Senator Clemens, and thank you, Madam Chair. After this bill passed Judiciary, I made a promise to everybody there that we would work with the bankers and other groups to get a bill that we could all agree on, and I think we're very close to that. This amendment aims to protect renters of foreclosed homes. The Federal Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act expired December 31st, over a year ago. The act protected renters by allowing them to occupy a foreclosed home for 90 days or the remainder of the written lease after the foreclosure sale. The reason why we need this bill is currently tenants only get 24 hours to vacate a rental property. 24 states provide this protection for renters. Florida is one of only 8 states that allows for immediate eviction. So the amendment takes it from the 90 days that was prior to now 30 days, which is beyond what Senator Brandis had requested at 45 days, and a sign of good faith with the banks. So they'd get 30 days, and it would be a notice to vacate. The purchaser of the foreclosed property may provide the tenant with this notice by mail, in person, or leaving a copy at the residence. This protection would not apply if the tenant is a family member of the mortgagor, the rental agreement is not the result of an arm's length transaction, or the rental agreement is substantially less than the fair market rent for the property. And again, even with an agreement, it's still the 30-day cap. And that is the amendment, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that explanation. Do we have any questions on that amendment? Senator Huckel.
I might have missed this, but is that notice served after the certificate of title? Is it 30 days? When does it start to run?
You get to serve the day after the certificate of title is issued.
Thank you.
Which is when the title would change ownership under Florida law.
We do have an amendment to the amendment, which is barcode 552604, which was a courtesy by Senator Smith. We're showing that as withdrawn. Thank you, Leader Smith, for withdrawing that amendment. We're back on the amendment. Additional questions? Seeing none, we'll go to public testimony. Ken Pratt, on behalf of the Florida Bankers Association.
Very quickly, thank you, Madam Chair and members. Just want to say that Florida Bankers, I want to thank Senator Soto for having an open door policy. Been working with him. One more tweak that we'd like to get done in the bill, but I think we're there. He's agreed to address that particular issue, so I think we're there, Madam Chair and members. We just want to stand in support of it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Alice Vickers for the Florida Alliance for Consumer Protection.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also just want to thank Senator Soto for reaching out to us and including us in the negotiations with the bankers, and appreciate the bankers for meeting us halfway on a lot of these issues. And we do think this bill will provide important protections for tenants who are otherwise innocent in the foreclosure process. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Vickers. And finally, we have Arthur Rosenberg, who is an attorney for Florida Legal Services. Thank you, sir. We are back on the amendment. Do we have debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, Senator Soto, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close.
Thank you. Having waived his close, we'll show without objection. Amendment barcode 707930 adopted without objection. Back on the bill. We have no further comment cards. Do we have any additional debate? Any debate? No debate. You're recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close.
Thank you. Senator Soto, having waived his close, Ms. Green will call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 524.
Senator Clemens? Yes. Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Monford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
You're welcome. Next, we'll have tab 2, which is committee substitute for Senate Bill 632. And Senator Garcia's aide will present the bill. If you'll just identify yourself, Jesus.
Jesus Tundador.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This bill follows a California model and states that the Department of Health will expand statewide screening of newborns to include screening for ALD once the federal recommended uniform screening panel adopt ALD for inclusion. That's the bill.
Thank you. Do we have any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony. Is there debate on this bill? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Waive close.
Having waived his close, Ms. Green will call the roll for committee substitute for Senate Bill 632.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Monford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Next member, does anyone have housekeeping issues they need to take care of before we move on? Senator Montford.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could I be shown in voting affirmative on Senate Bill 418, please?
Without objection, show that motion introduced or adopted. We'll go to tab 3, which is Senate Bill 976 by Senator Flores, and we will show that bill as temporarily postponed. And without further business before the committee, we will, that's it. Leader Smith would like to stay longer. Would you like to? Leader Smith moves re-rise.